and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
You ready?
For the guest?
Yeah.
The guest?
Guest,
yeah.
What? It's been the same song for the last 4 weeks.
You got to change.
You should know it
by
now.
Same song, and I still don't recognize it. Manhill steamroller.
We'll leave it at that. Good evening, Northern California.
Yeah.
Good evening. This is Shasta Live.
It is. KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM.
And we are the Shasta County Chamber.
We are.
My name is Nigel.
And I'm James.
And Jason.
Jason is in the house.
Yeah, Jason Redding Buzz.
Yeah. We have a full house today.
Full
house.
We do.
And the topics seem pretty timely.
Yes. Yes.
Right?
Yes. And we have a special guest in the corner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well,
all the way
you know,
from across the pond.
Across the pond.
Yeah.
It's funny that they call it a pond because it's a very big pond.
Yeah, well, you know. Hey, great for fishing. Right up our alley.
Yeah, so this is actually my mummy.
Oh, she's adorable.
Came all the way from England
mm-hmm.
just to come and say hi.
Right on.
So life is good. Anyway, I don't even know what the date is. October 28th.
2024.
Good afternoon. Yeah. I'm glad you remembered that we had a radio show.
Yeah. Like I said, I was already curled up on the couch with a glass of milk. I still like drinking milk. It reminds me of a bottle.
Did you really forget, Jason?
I totally did. Wow. Like 10 minutes before, I literally leaped up and Yvonne's like, what's wrong? And I'm like, I have a radio show.
And here we are. Well, we like to keep things fun and different. So we have two guests. We're going to start out with Mr. Ryan, and we have Dakota. Ryan, would you like to introduce yourself and say hello?
Yeah, hi, I'm Ryan McCloskey, your friendly neighborhood undertaker.
But you're so cool.
But you're so cool at it, though, Ryan.
Yeah, you make undertaking like, I don't know. I don't know what I would call it, but it's definitely cool.
So are you an actual undertaker?
Yes, I think I can use that term legally. So I would undertake, undertaking the term comes from doing that which the families used to undertake for themselves. And so at a time when you prepared your own loved ones and had a wake at your home and that went away, you became the undertaker because you were doing what they no longer did.
So you learn something new every day.
Yeah.
I am a licensed crematory manager, cemetery manager, sales, working on some brokerage, funeral law, you know, quite a few credentials in the field.
A lot of business in the dead.
There is. You know, as it's said, every one of my customers is dying to see me. So
yes, good a goose. And so you are the undertaker at Redding Memorial.
Primarily, I'm a funeral arranger.
Funeral arranger.
I do help oversee the cemetery and some of its operations, and I am the resident historian, and so. The second Wednesday of every month at 11 a.m., I do a historical tour of the lovely Redding Memorial Park, formerly known as Redding Cemetery. It is the oldest continuously operated cemetery in Redding, an older cemetery's permanent residents were moved there. Mm-hmm. There are some older in Shasta County, most definitely, but
they haven't been used in a long time.
Mm-hmm, exactly. And, so we really, pride ourselves on being a pillar of the community that way. So, and McDonald's Chapel is one of the oldest funeral homes as well. We'll have our 100th anniversary in 2028. So. Been doing a lot of good for a long time here in Shasta County.
I know a lot of people inside those places.
Inside the cemetery?
Yes. Lots of friends, lots of loved ones.
Well, I think if you're from here.
Yep.
And, you know, I'm sure you do.
And we've always had a great, you would call it a great experience, but you guys have always treated us really great. We've always had good service, let's put it that way. Got what we needed.
And that's good to hear. You know, it has changed hands a couple of times over the years, but we try and maintain the origins of those who created it, which were the Oddfellows and the Freemasons. And so typically that would be kind of a nonprofit situation. We are for profit, but we do hold ourselves to a very high standard under those original precepts.
And it seems, I mean, I guess there are some people that just are uncomfortable with it, and they might find it odd that you would do a tour. But realistically, if you go into the cemetery, which you can, you guys keep it open, and you can walk around as long as you are respectful and stuff. But it's really interesting to read and see the different stones and memorials and, you know, just read about people and how long ago they were here and, you know, the family names where you'll see clusters of them together, or they'll have a large area that they've obviously acquired at some point and the whole family's within it and stuff. The only part, I guess, that makes me kind of sad is I really love looking at, I mean, some of it's beautiful art, the structures of the headstones and the mausoleums or whatever you call them and stuff. And I just find it sad because today not a lot of people do that anymore. And it's because it's just so expensive. I mean, just a single little slab headstone sets you back a bit. So you wonder, you know, maybe there was a time and a place when it wasn't so outrageous. I don't know. But I really wish people would have that more elaborate stonework and stuff done because it's so pretty.
Yeah. The cost of everything has definitely, has definitely gone up.
Well, Jason probably knows somebody. He cut you a deal.
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah. I don't know.
It might be chiseled wrong.
I might be chiseled. Ace, what is the oldest dated headstone there? Do you know offhand?
That'd be 1867, but that was moved from a former cemetery.
Oh.
So the oldest burial truly was 1878. So we have two documented burials that occurred in 1878, and then we actually bought the lot in 1879. So we'd done a couple of burials before we were even legally, you know, able to do so. But, you know, that's also part of why the cost has gone up over time, because you could do those sort of things, sort of homestead a lot of land for the purpose of burial.
Is there a statute of limitations so we couldn't go back and sue for you burying people before you had your license?
There was no regulation at the time.
So, how many?
I'm a fan of law, though. I would probably try it.
How many people are buried at Reading Memorial, roughly?
Well over 10,000.
Oh.
Because you can stack them now.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you have those so that were, deep. So you have, we have full body mausoleum spaces, urn spaces in the mausoleum, niches, columbarium walls, ossuaries, in ground, double depth, single depth, side by side.
Wow.
With all those factors, you know, you can get quite a few.
It creeped me out when I was 16, but when I was 16 and my brothers would have been, you know, 12 and whatever, my parents bought. And so my dad, my mom, myself, my wife, my brothers and their wives all have spaces in there. They're the double. So, but what freaks me out is I'm like, but there weren't any provisions for our children. So it's kind of a strange thing. It's like,
you share.
Yeah.
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 Well, I don't know if I can expand now. I need five deep.
with urns and cremation, I mean, the sky's the limit.
Okay.
And I use that during a presentation as where we do space flights as well through my company. So you can be shot into space as a form of ash. But
really?
Yeah.
You get shot in space and...
So literally for an urn, the sky is the limit. You know, you can travel to outer space.
Do you put it on, it goes on a ride or rocket, or they have a device now they put your stuff in and they can just blast it from Earth into space?
You are yourself. I mean, like you're contained to an individual amount, but I believe they gather several amounts of individuals and launch them at the same time for efficiency's sake. But
yeah.
Recently it seems we offer more of a deep space alternative, and so I think that would be like an individual trip, and there's definitely a price tag to go with it.
So
I also like the idea you can have your loved ones made into a diamond.
How about a tree?
That you know, too, you can do that. Can these days.
Plant,
take know, the ash and they like fire.
We're going down a rabbit hole now, aren't we?
Well, we could be creative. We could be creative. So undertaker, funeral arranger. So is that one of those things when you're at parties and you introduce yourself for the first time and people say what you do, right? And you have an accountant and a baker, whatever, and then all of a sudden you come along and say, I'm an undertaker. Does that like throw people for a loop, and do they go quiet all of a sudden because they're processing? I want to know this guy to a certain degree.
It definitely explains the outfit, usually. So I do dress the part, you know, suit, tie, suspenders, all that. And so,
and that's why I think he looks cool, right? Yeah. So maybe, yeah. maybe I'm warped. I'm like, because this looks cool.
We know you're warped, James.
No, I do get lots of compliments out and about, but usually it's, are you coming from court or are you going to court? And it's like, well, am I the lawyer or the, you know, the person defending
myself?
Who am I?
So that's...
Here comes our first 1 minute break.
Yeah,
that was quick. Fast.
We'll be right back.
Be right back.
Okay.
Open now through December 31st at Turtle Bay Museum. Alphonse Mucha, Master of Art Nouveau. Step back to the turn of the 20th century and learn about the many forms of Art Nouveau. Explore the broad range of works by Czechoslovakian artist Alphonse Mucha and immerse yourself in timeless art. Presented by the J&D Geramonti Family Fund. Alphonse Mucha, Master of Art Nouveau. Open now at Turtle Bay. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
And we're back.
Yeah. We are back. Again, you're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. And this is
Shasta Live by the Shasta County Chamber.
Yeah. Yes.
October 28th. We have two guests.
Nice and cool out.
Right?
Yes. Yeah, it's finally inside. I like that cooler right here.
Huh. This is Nigel, James, and Jason. And we have Ryan and Dakota. We're talking to Ryan, who is our friendly neighborhood undertaker. He's the last
He's
one.
He's my friendly undertaker. He lives about 4 or 5 houses around the block from me.
He is usually
that close to you.
Yeah. He's usually the last person you do business with. And okay, how old were you? Question: how old were you?
That's a good one. You can take that one.
That's a good one-liner there. Nice.
Yeah. How old were you when you saw your first dead body?
I was 15.
I was going to say, that could be a scary question. Long before he was an undertaker.
Yeah. 15.
Well, there's got to be something that intrigued you enough to...
Yeah, that's true, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, I was 15 years old. Before that, though, in 7th grade, I actually had the opportunity to do a career day with one of the former of Allen and Dahl. And I was really just thinking it would be an easy way out for me during career day.
To get out of class.
You know, this will be the easiest one for me to do. And that kind of thought was what chose it. But I actually took away from it. I could still, like, remember that moment. And he was discussing some cosmetics that he had done on a person and the effect that he'd had, and I was really big in drama at that time, and it was like, I know stage makeup really well, and so, like, we kind of hit it off talking about makeup, oddly enough, even back then, and that's one of the bigger skill sets.
I could see that totally. I mean, I've been to enough funerals with loved ones, and they've had, you know, the family has chosen to have open casket. And that's a true thing. I mean, like, to sometimes make people presentable to be able to be viewed without being completely, you know, totally freaked out. It would be a really, that's a real art.
Yeah, I mean, even when someone looks very good naturally, there's always a little bit of work that the embalmer would typically do. I was able to embalm for 6 years, and so I'd done that, and that's where I, you know, further acquired that skill. But you don't need a license to perform that part of the job, and so I'll still assist, you know.
Mm-hmm. You do need a license for the makeup part?
You don't. You don't.
Just checking. I was going to say, there's not much that can go wrong.
You do
there.
For hair and nails, but not makeup.
Because actually, like, really old school embalmers, they'd hire beauticians and things to come in.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't, you know, they're like smoking and eating in the prep room and like, nah, I don't do hair and makeup.
So the career day at school, seventh grade, that was like.
So you couldn't have just dissected a frog. You just had to go to full.
You had to go to full.
July. I dissected some frogs. You know. I remember pig fetuses, that through school, you know. I wasn't super interested in that, though, actually. Lots of my family's in medicine, so clinical work was a little bit more the driving force. And then, just kind of playing around with makeup and lights and creating this moment that would last forever for people. Like, that's your final image.
So how did you end up here at Reading Memorial?
As the joke goes, you know, I walked right into it, fell into an open grave. But I lived across the street with my oldest son, and so I started to kind of revisit the idea at that time, but it wasn't before too long before my daughter was born that it's like, I need to get another job, you know. I'm having two kids, right, you know, and the economy was better then than it is now. And so it was like, even with that kind of thinking in mind, it's like, what can I really do to support my family? And funeral home work was it.
You know? Yeah. So, well, I always say, thank God there are people that can mentally, emotionally, whatever, handle that kind of work.
Ryan seems like he would be perfect.
Yeah.
I think he can handle that.
But, you know, when I was young and was out at Shasta College, I was invited with my friend, and they were in a biology program, and they had a lab, right? And my friend was like, oh, just come with me today. And I was like, okay. And we showed up, and then I was at a station about this size, and whoosh, he pulled the plastic back, and there was a dead person in front of me. And I was like, literally, what? I was like,
what?
I literally was like looking at it going, this is not okay for me, right?
I'm out of here.
Yeah, I'm all out of here. Just the smell made me almost like
the bombing or whatever.
I can't ever get out of my mind. But I was like, yeah, I'll see you after class. There's no way. So, I mean, for me, that would be not a job that I think I could wrap my head around.
How many hands. How many funerals go on at Reading Memorial, let's say, on a monthly basis? Or is it seasonal?
You could do a monthly average. I'd say that we're coming into the busier part of the season as far as winter goes, and then we just came out of a very busy season for Shasta County in particular. Summer, really hot here, so, you know.
I was going to say, we sit there and say seasonal like everything.
I know,
and
right?
I'm like, I would imagine you guys have history, right? And it tracks higher death rates at certain times of the year and for all kinds of reasons, probably heat, like you said, and holidays, I would imagine, you know, I don't know, too much eating and drinking and people being sad and all kinds of
drunk
reasons.
Drivers.
Yeah, all kinds of things that would make those numbers go up at certain times of the year.
So what is the monthly average at Reading Memorial?
Well, for the funeral home, it's less than the cemetery, and that's part of the appeal to me. For the cemeteries that kind of all roads lead to Rome. And so we do a lot of business with our competitors that don't have cemeteries. So their funeral homes will come to us, you know, when the family needs a burial place. So we work exclusively with Allen and Dahl and anybody else, you know, Adams. I guess that's about it, really.
Yeah.
But, so...
I wouldn't think about them not having their own place. I just assume every place that's a funeral home has a place to put them. But you guys work together then, yeah.
Kind of as a, you know, a hope or what tends to be true if you look at it a little more on an annual is we'd like to have at least one a day or one every other day for the funeral home. cemeteries are staying pretty busy just because of, you know, lots of funeral homes working with them. But all of it's a lot less busy than it has been historically. And
have any of them ever freaked you out? Any of the?
I was going with that.
I was saying,
I was going with that. Yeah, like, you know, like, I mean, have you seen any like paranormal activity?
I'm always kind of like the most anticlimactic with that. So no, not exactly. You hear all sorts of stuff, you know, and that's just mostly it. But I think that I probably don't want to be involved in the paranormal that way.
You probably hear stories, though, right? You probably hear stories from other people like, I seen this or witnessed that or whatever, you know.
Well, I work for a couple of funeral homes, and a friend of mine, I recently, she's contracted to do housekeeping. And I informed her that someone was living upstairs at one of them, and that was true at the point that I'd stated that. And then some time went by, corporation, you know, you got to cross your T's, dot your I's.
Yeah.
So it took her a little while to get started as a housekeeper. And then her first deep clean before she ended up on a weekly cycle, I asked her, you know, how'd it go at this one funeral home? And she was like, oh, we were there till like 3 a.m. or something, you know, really, really cleaning all the common areas and all that. I hope I didn't bother the people upstairs. And I was like, they moved out. So, you know, she had heard some things upstairs.
Yeah.
And so, thought that the people were still up there, and it's like, no.
No, sorry.
Well, and it's different too for everybody. For everybody, like you said, you don't really want, right? So you're not maybe really in tune. But like I said, we have lots of folks that we know go there. I go there, not, I wouldn't say often, but I go there to, you know, check my grandparents' graves, my friends' graves.
Make sure they're still there.
Well, no, I clean them off and I put some new flowers or whatever. And a lot of times I'll have my boys with me, and one of my sons is autistic, and so, you know, since the time he was probably 2 and 3 and then 4 and 5, whatever, when we go to the cemetery, he won't get out of the car at all. But when he was 4 and we were there, and I just said, can you just get out and just walk with the family? And he was like, no. And I said, well, what's wrong? And he said, there's just too many people here. And I said, well, they're underground. And he's like, no, they're everywhere. I can see them everywhere.
Oh, wow.
And then I was like, okay, you can stay in the car.
And you stayed in the car, too.
No, I don't. That kind of stuff doesn't bother me, but it really.
I see dead people.
Yeah, that's what I was like, okay. And I didn't go on with it because I didn't want to make it a big deal, so it was a scary or weird thing. But he was like, no, there's people everywhere, and I don't like people. And I was like, fine, sure. Then you stay in the car.
So, I'm sorry, James. I got a sixth sense of humor right now. Sliding fast.
With Halloween coming up, you're doing the tours?
Yeah, that was a good.
I did do an evening one, and I mentioned that to you. I do still hope to do some evening ones here, probably not exactly relating to Halloween, but I'll see when the full moon cycles.
Yeah, the full moon.
In November.
I'd like it to be really dramatic. Everybody gets like
old-fashioned lantern.
Lantern.
Oh, yeah.
Like an 1800s lantern with the candle in it.
Yeah.
Dun, dun.
Yeah, exactly.
Sound of change.
Because I dress that part, rain or shine. So if you know others want to join in, you know, have some Victorian era lanterns, everything, do it. So.
The hounds of heaven.
Cool. So let me ask you a question.
I don't do the greatest Vincent Price, but
there's a very unique cemetery up in Old Chesta. Mm-hmm. Are you familiar with it?
Well, there are three out there. So there's the town proper, which I forget. I think it's Trinity Alley that it's on, and then there's the Catholic one up on the hill, which is mostly inaccessible unless you, you know, have to go up the trail now because the road, private road now.
Okay.
But then I am the proprietor of the Shasta Masonic Cemetery on Muletown Road, which is actually very similar in age to those two.
Okay. I just went out there with the heist, my kids. Grammar school, and you know, they were meant and told to be very respectful, which I think they were for the most part. But that was a very interesting cemetery that we went to up there, and it was on
where's it at?
Very hilly.
That's the tree,
and it had a lot of little black fences, like wrought iron fences and stuff. But there's some really old graves up there.
And that's similar to the one I was referring to off of Muletown. So you can take Swayze to Red Bluff to Muletown, or you can take...
we could have a real tour of the dead.
Yeah,
Red Bluff to Muletown. It's right by the school there.
Okay, yeah. Hey, just curious if you knew a lot of
people. We're going to take one more break, and then we're going to come up with Dakota.
Dakota.
And we're going to talk about how people can come and do your cemetery tour, because it all ties in together.
It all ties in. Yeah.
We'll be right back.
One happy family.
Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Whether it's a harvest theme or Halloween, there's plenty of decorations to choose from at Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson. They feature a wide variety of costumes and costume jewelry, along with a lot of fall decor, pumpkins, garland, wreaths, and more. Mix and match antique, shabby chic, and farmhouse furniture. Open Wednesday through Saturday from 10 to 6, Sunday noon to 5, and Monday 10 to 6. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew and this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Gran Habanos Corojo No. 5 with the unusual Shaggy Foot. Offering two distinct experiences, Corojo No. 5 comes from Honduras with Nicaraguan, Mexican, and Costa Rican tobaccos, finished off with a spicy Nicaraguan Corojo wrapper leaf for a heavy and rich smoke. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
This is Carl Bott. Join us on Tuesdays. We welcome Haven Humane and Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, to find out the latest on what's happening with our furry friends. Also join us is local business Edgewood Plumbing to find out how long they've been in the business and what they can do for you. All of this Tuesday, right here, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a one.
I feel it. Come on.
Yeah.
We need it.
Yeah.
Don't let it go.
Oh, there we go, baby. No, we're cracking now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sometimes you get those songs and you start and you just want to listen. Anyway, welcome back. Shasta
welcome
Live.
Welcome back, yeah.
Shasta Mary Chamber, Nigel, James, Jason. So the fifth most popular...
Okay. I was like, everybody at the table got
maybe the six. I don't know.
Well, we'll keep you in the top ten.
Yeah, top ten.
Probably the number one social media platform in North California.
State.
North State. Reading Buzz. Congratulations, Reading Buzz.
Thank you, Jason. Thank you.
And I always like to say it's really important to say
Thank you, Mikey, the IT man.
Organic.
It's very organic.
It's very organic.
Yeah. This is not like paid click crap.
This is off the cuff
working
stuff.
Hard.
You know, and off people and people have gotten used to you now. Like, who's this tall, bald guy coming in? Eating our food and doing live shout outs on Facebook.
You can check the bald part out.
And I love it. I'm a stunt double, right? If he's not, people
That's
are
my brother.
Like, yeah, people he's come up to brother. Me and go, oh, Buzz. And I'm like, yeah.
That really happened.
But
though.
I know.
But what they don't know, though, is that most of the time you do a shout out, it actually moves the needle.
For significantly small, for those businesses.
Small businesses. So,
yeah, move that needle.
Definitely have a,
dot
a,
com.
Yeah. And, but you've gotten so busy that you actually needed
a Buzz Insider.
A Buzz Insider.
Yeah.
So why don't you tell us how that came up?
No, we ran a post on Reading Buzz saying that we were looking for a Buzz Insider. And Dakota answered that, but she's always been like so for Reading Buzz. Yeah, cheerleader, like big time.
Yeah,
like Well, obviously that would be the person to go with. Now, you know, it was some questions there because she has that edgy look and everything, and she has some few nicknames of that. But
so Dakota,
yeah.
So people, we do have a. Oh, it's off tonight. We usually have live YouTube going at the same time. What would you classify your look or genre or however you would explain it? What would if it has a name?
Yeah,
what is what would you say?
Confession
you are?
Time.
Okay.
Here you go.
Can I say my little catchphrase real fast?
Yeah.
Okay, I've been preparing. Okay.
Yeah, all right.
Hey guys, it's Dakota with Reading Buzz, and we are at KCNR at your talk show, or your talk radio, sorry. No, I tried, and then you didn't. Yeah, okay.
I'm giving you an evil eye.
Take
it's three. Okay.
That's my job. No.
I'm sorry. But literally, I go in public, and people say my catchphrase, and I look back, and I'm like, okay, hi guys. Like, people know me. So.
You need a catchphrase.
So
it's
I would consider myself emo, which is just my type of aesthetic. I just like wearing dark clothes, but at the same time, I'm like the most happy, bubbly person. And you wouldn't expect that, I guess. Like, people, like, definitely shouldn't judge a book by
Dakota, I didn't even know. To be honest, I didn't know what that word was until just a few days ago. I'm like, what does that even mean, right?
Emo?
I mean, that just shows you that,
Emo's been around for a while.
I know it has, but I slipped off my plate.
Yeah.
Well, you mean, Jason, you're not emo?
No.
I think I'm emo enough for both of us. Like,
okay.
So what made you respond to Jason's post about Buzz Insider?
Honestly, okay. So obviously I've been a cheerleader. I'm really with the local community. I'm actually from Redding, California. I'm a Wintu Indian. I'm from here. My great-grandpa helped build Shasta Dam, and then my other grandpa helped bring the sundial over. So,
wow.
I mean, this is kind of where, you know,
you
my community.
Like, yeah.
I've been kind of just here.
Definitely part of the furniture here.
Yeah.
Yep.
Cool.
So everybody's like really taken to her when she started doing shout outs and covering. She covers a lot of areas.
So explain real fast, an insider. You were looking for somebody that could help support the Buzz movement by being out in the world and at locations and reporting like you do for Reading Buzz, because there's just not enough of you.
There's just not enough to cover that.
Because, Shasta County, Northern California in general, is becoming very, very busy.
Very busy, yeah.
And, you know, when we have our morning meetings and sit down and you're like, here's my list for today. And I'm like, you're like, I'm going to be in Trinity doing this, and then I got to go to Lassen, and then I've got to, like, literally you're all over the whole entire top state in one day on a daily basis.
On a daily basis sometimes,
so you need some help, and so you put a call out, and Dakota answered that call.
And people took to her, too.
Yeah.
I mean, like, wow. It's just like, wow. Right, Dakota? I mean, people just, like, took to your
And you know what's great about it is because you are so diverse and different from what Jason is,
emo.
Right?
Nemo.
I call
emo.
Myself Tackle Box Face because of
the piercing. Tackle Box?
Yeah, Tackle Box Face.
I love it, man.
Stay away from magnets.
That's classic. I mean, that's classic stuff right there.
So, yeah, when I first saw you go on, I looked at even my wife, and I was like, well, check this out. And I was like, okay, is this going to work? No offense, because it was like, I don't care personally, but, you're always like, what are people going to think? And then come to realize that really Reading Buzz should have a diverse face and who and how it's being ported, because it's exactly what it is. It's supposed to be for the people, by the people, right?
Exactly.
And you're a peeps, and you have deep roots here, and,
I have a passion, I have a drive. I love history, too, so I'm a huge history nerd. And so I found out about Ryan's walk through the cemetery.
Yeah.
I was all on it.
Case closed.
Case closed. Done deal.
Okay, so your first Reading Buzz shout out. Were you nervous?
Yeah.
it truly, did you do it live, or did you just do the shoot it there, record it obviously live, and then just posted it after you?
Shoot it and record it. Jason is literally, he's the live guy. And so mine was just, I was doing, they had a cleanup at Turtle Bay, and so I was letting people know about the cleanup. Then the cleanup didn't go as planned, but people still showed up. They seen me. They're just like, let's do it. So I was still
You're like,
cleaning.
Sorry, it's over, but
it's
let's
over,
just
but we're
go
gonna
ahead and
go.
Clean.
Yeah, we had bags and trash. We were picking up trash,
that's
and there was a turnout.
A huge win.
Yeah.
That's right.
Why did it not go off?
So the people who planned it, they didn't inform people that they changed plans. And so they met on a whole other side, and we never seen them. But it was cute because, like, the community came out. We had at least, like, probably, like, I want to say 20, 30 people that recognized me and said, hey, what's going on? And I'm like, well, we're going to make our own thing. And so, just going out and cleaning
up.
And
isn't it amazing, though, how fastly, that is not even a word.
Good word,
how fast
is a good word.
People can on from social media recognize you, and then you're out and about, and they're like, "Hey, aren't you the Tackle Bucks buzz girl?"
No, I think it's honestly, it's definitely a very prideful thing. Like, I love when people come up to me and they're like asking for help, or they notice me, you know, and you know, it makes me feel good, because the whole point is to be a part of the community, and that's what Reading Buzz is. We're there everywhere. So it's not just our community, like right here. Like, it's all the communities. We should all be supporting each other. So just, you know, doing what we can.
And I, you know, would venture to go on and say, you know, people, if you're out there listening and you're on social media, you know, find the good bone in your body, right? Like, if you knew Jason truly, like I know Jason, and you knew his backstory and where he's come from and what he's done and where he's moved and the passion that he has to do with what he does, sometimes the comments people make, they're just not necessary, right? People are so rude on social media.
Yeah, they could be.
You know, you're not out there, even if it's sad news or something's closing or there's a rumor. It's like, if you're just out there to be mean, you know, find something else, because this is not the place to be mean.
That's right. You could just swipe the page.
I know. Like, you don't have to be there. You don't have to like. You don't have to be a member. Find something else to do that you can go hate. This is not something that's hateable.
Yeah. No, precisely. It's, you know, so I think what happened, too, is that people begin to see the growth of Reading Buzz, and I think that goes to being really involved with the community, like, not being paid, like no money there, right? So, and everything that I was making from previous income, it was going into Reading Buzz, right? Yeah. So I wasn't getting paid for it. So, and then Dakota's picking that up too. Like, she really does have a heart for the community. That's what we are looking for.
Yeah.
Somebody not just the job title, but somebody that has a passion for the community.
And likes what they do.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, bingo. Yeah, that's
what's so do people recognize you now?
Yeah, people recognize me, and it's really interesting to see people that I've known in my life, different organizations and stuff. I've been volunteering and public speaking my whole life, so to be able to, like, reach back out to those people and say, hey, I can try to help you, like, let's, like, bring awareness to different things that are happening in the community.
Yeah.
There you go.
It's pretty nice to see that growth, you know.
So I know what to get you when you have your first anniversary. I'm going to get you a special writing utensil so you can sign all your autographs. Love, Dakota.
Okay, that's pushing it.
But you like, history though. Dakota,
I love history.
It seems like you kind of zero in on a lot of historical
stuff.
Yeah,
I love local history and stuff. You know, family's from here. And I've been going everywhere. You know, Reading Buzz, we're there everywhere. Yeah. I've been going, you know, to Burney, to Weed, Mount Shasta, Orland, Corning, California, just wherever, you know, wherever it needs to be.
What are some of your favorite shout outs up to this point?
I'm going to say all of them, because I feel like they're all important. They're all important. Hear me out. They're all important. Okay. But actually, okay. So there's something that's dear to my heart, which is we have the Shasta County Special Olympics, and, my baby brother, he has special needs. Well, he's not a baby anymore. He's like 6 foot something and 26 or something like that.
But you still see him as your baby.
I just got in contact with his name's Stephen Bell, and they are the people that, like, help with all that. And they just have, like, a football game, and they're doing all this events. They have a tip a cop, actually, on, I believe, the 2nd at Red Robin, and the cops are going to pair off with the special needs people, and they are going to serve you, and all the proceeds actually go to help the Shasta County Special Olympics.
Oh, so cool.
So that's one of my favorites. We did a, I helped set up a, it was a awareness, autism awareness event at Dude's Drive-In recently. That was a really fun one.
That was a good one at Dude's there.
Yeah, they have a 1969 autism awareness Chevelle that I met when I was volunteering at Cool April Nights.
Mm-hmm.
And they have, the whole car is wrapped with names of autistic children and parents and stuff in the county and just from wherever. And I'm proud to say I have family members on that car, and so we made a car show event.
Me and my son need to be on that
Shout out to the community, because they came out with their classics, right?
Yeah.
Dakota, and they, it was a big deal. Good turnout.
Yeah.
So, Jason, have you seen an uptick or a change in traffic?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we just talked about that today. Yeah, with the demographics, and especially in Instagram, that's a younger crowd that goes onto the Instagram. That's all gone up since she's come on board. So she is reaching that demographic.
Young blood.
Thank you for making me feel young. I just turned 30.
Get some I was going to ask you how you are, but in my head I'm thinking, James, you never ask a woman her age.
I just turned 30. I was actually going to have Ryan give me a funeral for my 20s. I had a coffin cake and everything made by Sweet Cheeks.
Oh, my gosh.
Here in Reading. Yeah.
It's funny when you hear people say, I'm turning 30 and I need a coffin cake. I'm like, what is, are we half in the ground already?
Yeah, don't go there, Jim. Okay, stop it right there. Hit the brakes.
Well, we are definitely closer to needing Ryan's services than you are.
Yeah. I think that was supposed to be positive.
Ryan, for running Memorial Park, do you do bulk discounts? Like if we do like a buy three, get one free or something?
For you guys,
today and today only.
Oh, God.
It's already time for another break.
It is already?
It is, for our last segment.
Okay. Last back, one break. We'll be back in a minute.
Oh, yeah.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
The Reading Fashion Alliance is dedicated to making sewing, fashion, and business education accessible for everyone. We are a nonprofit located at 1616 Market Street. Get ready for November 9th as we present Artisan Avenue, the craft of fashion. Experience a runway of a blend of couture fashion to wearable art. Tickets will be available starting October 1st on our website at readingfashionalliance.org. Our call for fashion designers for Artisan Avenue is open until August 31st. Visit our website for more information on how to enter into the fashion show.
Yeah, here we are. Come on, James, take it back.
Welcome back, Chess Alive, Nigel, James, Jason. We have our special guest, Ryan the Undertaker, from Reading Memorial.
Ryan,
and
the Undertaker.
You know, it is one of those intriguing things, right?
Yeah. I mean, I'm thinking we need to do a North State Undertaker calendar.
Ooh.
Ooh.
That's a good idea.
The men.
A men of.
Hey. Under
right now, but.
Yeah, I know.
He's ready. He is ready.
Men of the dead.
Men of the dead.
We were being a little presumptive there. I'm sure there are some female undertakers.
The industry is primarily women.
Is it?
Really?
Ah. Seriously?
It wasn't.
Ooh, revenge is sweet.
Historically. But yes. I think. Current statistic, 80%.
Wow.
Really?
I've only worked for women my entire career.
I think there's something there with the Tour of the Dead, right? I think that, because there's people that literally travel all over the United States and world looking at, graveyards. They're looking for, they do this tour of the graveyards. You could call it Tour of the Dead.
Yeah.
I like that.
It's definitely a thing.
I think we got something going here.
I'm into it.
Well, I mean, so many of those shows, the shows on TV.
Tales of the Crypt or whatever.
Tales of the Crypt.
Yeah.
And these haunted graveyard stories.
Saturday? I don't really remember. I went with a bunch of friends to the Civic Auditorium. There was some guy there from the Discovery Channel that's got like four shows that are all mystery and ghosty and dead. And he was there, and I went to his show for an hour where he talked about all the crazy things that they do.
Yeah, I'm gonna be working with him.
Are you
really?
Yeah. No, something that I don't know if I should say too much.
No, you don't have to.
You don't have to. Squirrel.
Don't get yourself in trouble.
You're I good. Was invited to.
He was great.
Go see him and.
Well, we were at the crowd. We were asking him to come do something on Mount Shasta, like all the legends of like the Lemurians and all that stuff.
Okay. And Bigfoot, throw Bigfoot in there.
Yeah. Well, he knew he was
I love Bigfoot.
He knew he was in Bigfoot country. I mean, he talked about that a lot.
Canadian syndication wanted me to play the part of historian for a haunting. Their haunted house pulled out, but in preparing them, they were quite interested in Mount Shasta and the Lemurians and possibly that being a power source for paranormal activity.
Yes.
As well, kind of a hybrid.
Mm-hmm. I think Mount Shasta is considered the hub.
Or the portal.
One of the,
a portal.
Yeah. World hubs of, power source for the paranormal and supernatural.
I've heard a lot of stories. Like, power I actually source. Follow a YouTuber. His name's Mr. Ballin, and he actually does a lot of the stories of, like, the strange, dark, and mysterious.
Uh-huh.
And he has a lot of, like, Mount Shasta and stuff. He specializes, like, with that. And I'm like, oh, hey, who wants to go with me? Anyone?
Well, I don't, since I've been watching YouTube a lot lately, you just type in certain things, and then, of course, the algorithm starts feeding you stuff, and I've been doing that with Mount Shasta, and there's some pretty wild stories from people that have visited Mount Shasta.
Well, we've been up there a number of times now, and during certain times of the year, you can drive up, and there'll be groups of people standing in circles in the forest, and talking to the druids and doing whatever else they're doing. it's pretty interesting. So, let's see. Some of the more interesting people buried at Reading Memorial. Are those brothers buried there?
The brothers that got hung, you mean?
No, they're not. But the a physician that was in the stagecoach is buried there. The jailkeeper from the infamous night of the hanging is there. So it's a good segue to the conversation of that, event. But those two people were firsthand, witnesses to the fact. And both of them lived to be into, quite the modern age there, where George Albaro died in 1955. And so his storytelling of the event was superb to the historical.
Yeah.
Frank Crow, I was watching Ghost Hunters, and that's where I discovered, I didn't say that on my last tour, but I mentioned that he was known as Hurry Up Crow, and they were in the Hoover Dam looking for ghosts, and they had mentioned Frank Crow's name as a trigger to ghosts that might be in, do you have a problem with Frank? Should you hurry up? Frank Crow is buried in the cemetery there, and so...
Wow. I see Grandma over in the corner listening, and she's yawning. It's like,
uh-oh.
1865, yawn. I come from a country that's got 10,000 years of history and kings and queens. And she's like, that was yesterday.
Well, in England, we just have them buried in the backyard. That's
She's not really yawning, but I like to pull her in because she's a little shining star over there.
My two favorite... characters on the tour, though, are a Roman catapult artist, Zenobia, who died the year after Archie the Clown.
wow.
Both of them were in a famous touring circus, John Robinson's Circus. Both of them died during performances and here in Reading. And both are buried in Reading Memorial Park.
They died right while performing.
Yeah.
And the circus actually held an exhibition in 1883 in the cemetery.
That's cool.
Here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Whoa, that's interesting.
And so I don't know that we would allow that now, but, I would.
I was going to say, yeah.
I would start barking up the ladder there. Yeah. If a circus, had a proposition, I'd get in touch with the right powers that be.
Don't forget tonight's the Reading Haunted House.
Yeah, the Haunted House
kicked
is going
off at
on.
7 o'clock.
It's cool.
Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday.
Ooh, there it is. Creepsville.
Yeah.
Tell us about the Reading Haunted House.
Oh, it's the gates open at 6:30 and it starts at 7 here.
Where
in just
is it?
A bit.
It's at the
right
old
there, right next door at the Mammoth Monolith.
Monolith,
not Mammoth.
Mammoth Sheraton.
Monolith, Mammoth.
They're the same.
I got the M's in there.
Dakota, have you been to the Haunted House yet?
I haven't been this year, but I actually volunteered a couple years ago. And my mom used to volunteer as a kid when she actually had her own room where she put a coffin in there and jumped out at people. So I'm familiar with it.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Huh.
Well, they actually have, all the high schools.
You guys are made friends in heaven.
I was on fire duty. I was working with the fire department. I was on fire duty a couple of years ago because they had a fire inside of it. So ooh, we were watching to make sure the fire.
Oh, it was a okay. So it was a controlled burn.
Basically, yeah.
Well, if you go now, I mean, the next couple of days, they have like 16 different rooms you could experience.
Yeah.
I actually got to film it live, part of it live inside. I didn't want to wreck the whole thing, but got to do that little live, and I let Mike Mangus go before me too.
Last couple. That's because you're so kind.
Last couple of minutes, we always like to segue into the most important topic
eating.
Of the show, and that's food.
I know,
right?
Oh yeah, let's talk food.
That's probably a fringe benefit for working for Reading Buzz,
no,
right?
No, he does most of the food videos. I'm kind of doing my history and my nerdy stuff.
Oh, that's like right. I forgot that was on page 3 of the clause. Don't touch restaurants. They're mine.
They're mine.
I've done a few.
No, she could do restaurants, eateries, yeah, all that. But so, I just got a Reading Buzz rumor tonight. You guys don't know it because you didn't go in there.
Come on. Well, yeah, here we are.
I mean, I spit out there, man.
What's the rumor? That's on Buzz right now.
Give us the rumor.
They're going to be opening a steakhouse, a ranch house type eatery in Cottonwood.
Oh.
Yeah.
Makes
right
sense.
Right in Cottonwood. Right on the, I think it's.
Are they going to do it on the old cattle yards?
No, it's going to be, I think it's going to be at the former, Roadrunner Grill.
Okay.
That building right there. Yeah. Hmm. So I said, hey, it looks like it's going to happen. So next week or two, it's going to be, they're going to have steaks, shrimp, Italian, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, Dakota.
So Dakota, what's some of your favorite places to eat?
Oh no. Mm-hmm. Oh God, guys. I didn't get these size for nothing. I love my food.
I thought she was going to say, I don't eat out. I only eat my own food.
Oh, no, I'm not that conceited. And if you've ever been a cook or a chef or worked in the food industry, you don't have time to cook food for yourself.
Yeah.
It's everyone else.
Yeah.
There's too many. I mean, we have Donatella's that just opened over on Lake Boulevard, Donatella's and all the ingredients come from Italy, so that's pretty. That's
ooh, really? And that was a big hit.
That
too.
Is a big hit. Yep. Yeah, we've been waiting for that.
Hit. Yeah, people like that fresh ingredients all the way from Italy, right? And I didn't know that you had to have the oven so hot to cook a really authentic Italian pizza, but I guess it's what 400,
my phone's
600
blowing
degrees?
It up. I have it on silent, so they ignored it. But Yvonne just chimed in and says. Her favorite pick of Dakota was the Asphalt Cowboys. Tell her, please.
Oh, there you
yes.
go. That's spot
okay.
on. That's
okay.
my wife.
That's awesome. So, actually, I met the Asphalt Cowboys at the annual barbecue this year, and I just walked up, and I said, hey, it's Dakota with the Reading Buzz, and they're like, who? And I was just like, okay, now you guys are going to know who I am.
Yeah.
So then basically after that, I got a friendship with them, and I met Dave Tappan, who does, like, with
Q97.
Yep, yeah. And then I met this this cowboy, Mike, and he is, he's, if you're listening, Mike, you're my favorite cowboy. Don't tell the others. Just got a connection with them, and so I was actually invited out with the Asphalt Cowboys by the Sheriff's Department for the ribbon cutting at the new Sheriff's facility on Airport Road.
Oh, fine.
So we just, I'm going to probably more than likely maybe be on the float with them for
nice.
The Veterans Parade in Shasta Lake. And that used to be one of the biggest and one of the best in all of the, like, I think it's all the state, if not more. But, yeah.
You need to get down and make sure maybe Nan can help you with your queen wave. You know, it's elbow, elbow, wrist,
is it
wrist.
Elbow like this?
Elbow,
oh, God.
Elbow, wrist, wrist.
Well, I thought it was wrist, wrist.
I will do
if
it,
if you're
going
to be on the float, you need the proper queen wave.
Oh, I was just going to be like, howdy, y'all. And
yeah, there it is.
There we go.
There it is.
Perfect. This is
that
why
is
she's
perfect,
here.
Right?
Here.
So, eateries, you can't name something because you just like them all.
I mean, I love all of them. I went out to Shorty's over towards Whiskey Town.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's fascinating because there's a lot of history there. We have the museums right there.
Yeah.
And they do really good food. I mean, there's a lot of places. Like, yeah. I've been kind of just everywhere, so I can't really pinpoint right
where
now.
Where they're everywhere.
Yeah,
they're
exactly.
Everywhere. Okay, Ryan.
Ryan.
Some of your favorite places to eat.
Got a couple
on,
minutes
Ryan.
Left.
Make come a recommendation.
On. Make some enemies right now.
I do like Fratelli's.
Okay.
We do a lot of the open night, open mic night there on Thursdays, and such. And so, yeah, got to give them a shout out.
Yeah.
Shorty's. Yeah. You know, any of those kind of smaller up and coming for sure.
He's done a great job with that open mic thing.
The Whiskey Town Barbecue.
Yeah, Whiskey Town Barbecue. Just did a shout out there. Yeah, it's really good.
Really good.
Yeah.
Well, I think we're at the end.
We're very close.
Yeah.
5 seconds.
5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you guys.
We'll be back.
Thank you guys for coming. Thanks, yeah. North State, for listening. We'll see you next Monday.
Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.